Support for NPR comes from Prudential Retirement, offering Income Flex, designed to provide retirement income. It's a new day for retirement plans. Prudential.com/IFX.
It's 70 degrees with rain on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 4 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce with AM 580 News. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning until 4:30 this afternoon for large parts of northern Illinois, including parts of Livingston, Ford, and Iroquois counties in our severe weather coverage area. Widespread flooding is reported across much of that area, with rainfall totals from 4 to 7 inches in the past 24 hours. Since rain, heavy at times, will continue falling over much of the region through much of today, flooding is expected to grow worse in some of the already saturated areas. Authorities say yesterday was the rainiest day recorded in Chicago history, with at least 6.63 inches of precipitation at O'Hare International Airport, where the main road into the facility was closed for an hour because of high water. The Illinois Attorney General's Office is investigating reports of possible gasoline price gouging in southern Illinois and around the Springfield area. Spokesperson Robin Ziegler says it's unclear at this point whether the increases reflect market forces or whether some retailers are unfairly taking advantage of market jitters in the wake of Hurricane Ike. Investigators are monitoring and have two tip lines, which are set up to take reports from consumers who suspect they're being gouged. In the Springfield area, it's 800-243-0618. And in the Carbondale area, 800-243-0607. A new U.S. Census Bureau report has found that 41% of Bloomington, Indiana residents are living in poverty, but city officials say the report's misleading because it includes Indiana University students. The report found that Bloomington's poverty rate grew from 34.7% in 2006 to 41.6% in 2007, a rise of nearly 7%. United Way of Monroe County leader Barry Lesso says the numbers are skewed because many IU students either have no income or have small paychecks from part-time jobs. Under the federal government's definition, a student making less than $10,000 a year would be considered to be living in poverty. It's 7:06.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Rescuers along the Texas Gulf Coast continue to search for victims of Hurricane Ike today. As officials begin to assess the damage caused by the massive storm, millions are still without power and thousands of homes have been flooded. Samuel Huckabee went to check out his parents' house in Surfside Beach, Texas, and was worried about what he'd find.
A little nervous. It's one of those things where you really just don't know how your life's going to be affected by this. If you're going to have to get a, if it's not there, you're going to ask for a, have to live in a trailer on your lot because you don't have a house to live in.
We have several reports about the storm's devastation and its aftermath. We begin with NPR's Mandalit Del Barco, who's in Houston. Mandalit, what can you tell us about the latest news from Texas?
Well, Leanne, as you know, the major storm has passed, but it's raining along the coast of Texas, and there are still flash flood warnings this morning. Many of the roads and freeways are completely impossible to drive along because they're either flooded or there's debris or uprooted trees or live wires on them. And in the hardest hit areas of Galveston Island and along the Gulf Coast, houses and cars are completely demolished and their contents are strewn all over the place from those ferocious winds. Power is still out to 4.5 million people. That's more than 22% of the state. And most importantly, there's now a massive search and rescue operation going on, what Governor Rick Perry called the biggest in the history of Texas. The Coast Guard, the National Guard, FEMA teams, emergency workers are continuing to look for anyone who stayed behind, even though there were mandatory evacuations. In fact, it's estimated that 140,000 people defied the evacuation orders. I know that last night one team of paramedics, rescue dogs, and structural engineers were out on Galveston Bay doing what they could do. But in other areas, people are trying to clean up what they can using hand-powered generators. But without power, that's pretty difficult.
What are officials telling people in the area?
Well, as you might have heard, President Bush declared Texas a major disaster. That's to free up money for federal aid. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. He's set to tour the area today. He told people who defied the evacuation orders that they were putting themselves